Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Hello, loyal listeners! You're back for another episode of the Poppy Wonder Show. So glad you're here. I'm still recovering from our last episode where I managed to ski/snowboard down a very steep slope on Lucy Wild Ski Ski Board 3000. It felt good to save the day, and the hot chocolate with fried bananas at the end, well, they didn't hurt one bit. Now I'm looking forward to a day of napping, relaxing, and no physical activity. Don't you just love those lazy days? I sure do. Especially as a superhero sidekick, I'm always running, jumping, skiing, snowboarding, flying around, running, jumping, eating. Whew. It's good to rest every once in a while. In fact, my best friend, Bobby Wonder, is he still sleeping? Should I wake him up or let him sleep? My bud's still asleep. Aw, he was extra tired from all our recent adventures. I'll just let him sleep and take a nap myself.
Gonna catch some Z's, Grabstack?
Ah! Snickerdoodle Fizzle Pop?
That's me!
What are you doing here? I haven't seen you in years!
I know. I thought you forgot about me.
How could I ever forget about my imaginary friend?
Many do forget, but I'm back.
Grabstack, who are you talking to?
Me!
Ah! Who are you?
I'm Snickerdoodle Fizzlepop. I'm Grabstack's imaginary friend.
Wait a second! Bobby Wonder, can you see Snickerdoodle Fizzlepop?
If you are referring to the yellow and pink striped gerbil-sized creature, then yes.
But how can you see Snickerdoodle? She's my imaginary friend! What is going on?
I don't know, but do you want to play a game, or jump rope, or eat some pizza?
Wait, Grabstack, you're saying this Snickerdoodle is your imaginary friend?
Yes, yes, when I was younger, Snickerdoodle and I had all sorts of fun. But I thought she was just my friend. How can you see her?
Yeah, how can you see her?
Ah! Who are you?
Buster McFlutternutter!
Buster McFluffernutter's the name. Bobby Wonder's imaginary friend. Want to hear a joke?
Grabstack, you can see Buster too? How is this possible?
I don't know, Bobby Wonder, but something surely odd is going on here. Do you think other people's imaginary friends have come to life too?
Only one way to find out. Let's fly.
I love when Bobby and I fly. It was always my favorite thing we did together.
Flying? Ooh, that sounds so fun!
Bobby, will you be able to fly with all three of us?
I think so. You and Snickerdoodle climb onto my shoulders. I'll hold on to Buster. Come on, everyone! Let's go see if Lucy Wow had any visitors from an imaginary friend.
Who's Lucy Wow?
She's our friend and also happens to be the town's best inventor/tinkerer/builder/surfer.
She sounds fun.
Can she make an invention for me?
We need her help to figure out why you two are suddenly here, in the real world.
I thought I always was in the real world.
Yes, well, you were, but only in my imagination.
So that means I'm not real?
No. Well, it's complicated.
Bobby, look! The town of Pflugerville is full of chaos! There are people running amok with their imaginary friends all over the place! Is that a giant panda bear chasing the mayor?
This town seems fun.
Yeah, Grabstack, can we go play?
Something's not right. We have to get to Lucy Wow.
Hey, look down at the banana stand. What do you know? Banana stand lady's imaginary friend is a giant talking banana. Not at all scary.
Well, hold on. I'm going to fly a little faster.
Okay, we're approaching Lucy's big red barn. Everyone prepare for a crash landing.
Grabstack, I don't always crash land. Oops.
Fizzle butt pop.
You get used to it.
Bobby never used to crash land when we fly around.
Bobby Wonder, Grabstack, are these your...
imaginary friends. Yes, this is Buster McFlutternutter and Snickerdoodle Fizzlepop.
Indeed. So, it's happening.
Does that mean your imaginary friend is here too?
Hiya, everyone. My name's Sprinkles the Moonbeam, and I'm a glittery pink cat and Lucy Wow's bestest friend.
Yes, meet Sprinkles Moonbeam.
I thought Buster McFlutternutter was an imaginative name, but Sprinkles Moonbeam might take the cake.
Cake? Where?
That's Snickerdoodle for you.
If this has happened to all of us, something must be going on in Pflugerville, and we have to figure out what.
What was that?
Probably Kapow and Lenore trying to wrangle their imaginary friends, Whims Wilbury and Luna Toots.
Luna Toots?
Yeah, that's Lenore's imaginary friend. A baby elephant that farts out musical notes.
Somehow not surprised that a farting baby elephant is Lenore's imaginary friend.
Isn't this great that all of your old friends, like meow, are back in your lives? Lucy and I used to make the best imaginary feasts and toys together.
Sprinkles Moonbeam got me through some tough times. I'm glad you're here. We just need to figure out what is causing all of this.
Bloppy Warder, Gourdstock, Licey Low, what did you three do?
Those aren't their names.
Mighty Mila, you're not the one behind this?
Did talk to my best friend like that?
Let me guess, this flying, lightning, shooting unicorn is your imaginary friend.
That's right. I'm Twinkle Sparkle Toes, and I'm Mighty Mila's first and only imaginary friend. You must be Bloopy Booper.
I see you told her about me.
Why is Twinkle Sparkle Toes in the real world? Like, why can all of you see her? She's my imaginary friend, not anyone else's.
We don't know. We've got to figure it out, though.
What's that blinking printer printing out pages of text?
Oh, that's Robozuki's imaginary friend, Winky One Eye. And yes, he's a printer. Don't ask.
Oh, look at this wonderful printout that Winky One Eye just printed. It's of a flower.
My imaginary friend is only for me. I don't want to share her. Aren't you supposed to be the smartest girl in town, Licey? You have to figure this out.
My name is Lucy, and I am the smartest girl in town. There must be an explanation.
Imaginary friends turned real? What is going on? I'm happy to see Snickerdoodle Fizzlepop. We had some good times together. But I'm also confused. Why is this happening? Something isn't right. Or is it? I don't know. I'm so confused and I'm starting to get hangry. Let's take a quick break while I grab a snack.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, phew! You're back! For a second, I thought you might have turned the podcast off. Thank you for coming back in the middle of our imaginary friend crisis. These are turbulent times. Imaginary friends of all shapes and sizes and species are just running amok here in Pflugerville. Hopefully, Lucy Wow can help us figure out why.
What was that?
That's just Luna Toots.
She's a baby elephant that farts musical notes.
Right. Twinkle? Twinkle? What are you doing?
Oh, Mighty Mia, forgot about you for a second.
You forgot about me?
Yeah, I was playing hopscotch with Buster McFluffernutter. He's a real hoot.
Hoot hoot.
You were playing with Blabby Blunder's imaginary friend?
Oh. Yeah?
How dare you? My sworn nemesis, his imaginary friend? It's like I don't even know you, Twinkle.
Mighty Mila, don't be so harsh on your friend. She can play with Buster if she wants.
Ugh, I didn't ask you. Lucy, can you please just figure out why this is happening?
Aha! I have just thought of something. Come on, everyone, into the barn.
Are we having a party? Let me play some music out of my butt.
Haha! I love when he plays music out of his butt.
That's my imaginary friend, Wims. He's a dodo bird.
Elephant toot.
This has got to be the weirdest day of my life.
There must be something in the air of Pflugerville that led to this happening.
In the air?
Yes, I've read about it in a book before. It's something called imaginary convergence.
What's the imaginary convergence?
It's a phenomenon when a group of children get together and expand their imaginations and creativity together to make something. This shared force of passion creates a powerful wave, or convergence, of imagination that can affect other nearby people and places.
So a group of kids did this?
That's why I don't like other kids. Stuff like this happens.
Is there a way to find out where this imaginary convergence is originating?
Of course there is. I just have to invent it.
Meow. Lucy and I always made the best inventions growing up together. Glitter milk, glitter cupcakes, lots of glitter.
I'm a little bit past my glitter phase now.
Good.
Now, just give me a second and I can get to work on... And I've done it. This is an Imaginarium tracker. With one swish, I can now hone in on where the imaginary convergence is coming from. It looks like it's in the center of town. Come on, everyone, follow me!
I can fly us. Well, some of us.
Another great adventure for Bobby and Buster.
We'll stay here and make sure Luna Toots doesn't destroy Lucy's barn.
What? I just got an alert that someone, probably some imaginary friend, has infiltrated my headquarters. We must stop them. This is all your fault, Bobsy.
How is this my fault?
I don't know, but it is. Robozuki, Winky, let's go. Twinkle, to the sky.
Sparkle my twinkle toes. Off in the air we goes.
You know, I don't want to say it, but I feel I have to. Her imaginary friend is not the best rhymer.
The imaginary convergence. It's coming from there.
That's the library.
Of course, that makes perfect sense. The library is one of the best places in town. A place where creativity and imagination can grow. Whoever is causing this chaos must be in there.
Now, Bobby, please don't crash when you're carrying so many people.
Well, it's hard to see.
Of course you land perfectly.
Did someone just throw a book out the window and it landed right on top of me, flattening my tiny body?
Oh my, Grabstack. Always getting into mischief.
Mischief? That's you, Snickerdoodle.
I know. Here, let me help you unflatten yourself.
Let's head into the library.
Look for a group of kids who are working together, looking creative.
I just love the smell of a library. All those old pages. I could spend hours in here.
I didn't know you could read, Grabstack.
What? Snickerdoodle, I can read.
Over there, in that study room. Look.
A group of kids gathered around a whiteboard talking excitedly. It must be them.
Let's knock on the door.
Is it... Are you Bobby Wonder?
And Lucy, wow.
Yes, that's us.
I'm Grabstack. Don't forget about me.
And Snickerdoodle.
And Buster.
We're big fans. My name is Angelica. That's Alejandro and Eliza. What are you doing here?
And with such interesting friends.
You see, these aren't just our friends. They're our imaginary friends.
But then, like, why can we see them too?
That's the thing. The imaginary friends of everyone in Pflugerville have come to life.
What? Why? It's hard to explain. We didn't know either until we discovered something called an imaginary convergence.
What's that?
It's a phenomenon where creativity and imagination manifest into the real world, and we've tracked the energy to this room.
To us?
But I've never had an imaginary friend.
Same.
Me neither.
Interesting. None of you. Why is that?
I don't know. I guess I was never given the permission to imagine something.
Me too.
Yeah, that is until us three. We came together for this group project at school. We had to come up with a story, a book together.
And once we started talking, our visions started coming to life. I've never felt such a passion for story before.
Agreed. It's like something unlocked for me.
That's it! Your imagination and creativity, which thus far in life had remained untapped, finally got to come out and shine today. That intense passion must have created the convergence and affected the entire town.
Our imagination can do that?
Yes, imagination is powerful. It can change worlds. It's why I'm an inventor.
And I'm a superhero.
And I'm an actor, director, singer, presenter. I can surf,
We don't have the time, Grabstack.
Oh, all right.
I didn't realize how much power we had in our own imaginations.
Hey, your other friends? The yellow and pink striped double? And the glitter cats? They're gone.
Snickerdoodle?
They were just here, and now they're gone.
Actually, no. No, they're not gone, because they still live right here in our hearts and minds.
Ain't that sweet? Almost too sweet.
Hey, I can be sentimental. I'm not just all inventions and robotics.
Well, thanks for letting us know that we caused a lot of chaos in the town. Good to know we have that power.
It's okay. Hopefully things can go back to normal in town now that you three have allowed yourselves to imagine.
And all the imaginary friends are back where they're supposed to be.
In our imaginations.
Well, this was certainly an interesting day. Imaginary friends turned real? Wowzers, never thought that would happen. But I'm glad everyone got to meet Snickerdoodle Fizzlepop. She's a great friend who's always down for an adventure or a snack. I cherish our times together. Aw, good times, good times. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find other episodes just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. So, do any of you folks have imaginary friends? I'd love to meet them. We could all have an adventure together. But it'll have to wait until next time. See you then. Bye.
Go Kid Go.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.